Support for WMNF comes from our listeners and Covering Florida, providing confidential assistance for all Floridians looking to explore health care coverage options within the federal health insurance marketplace. Help is available by calling 877-813-9115 or online at coveringflorida.org.
The Wah World Fusion Band exploded on the scene in 2009, playing a unique form of world music dubbed World Fusion. East meets West, rock, jazz, R&B, and funk, with sitars and congas. Creative Loafing called them the best world music band. This is your chance to see them rip it up at Tropical Heatwave May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor City. Get your tickets at WMNF.org or 813-238-8001.
Welcome to Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. Today, we are live in studio with Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me back, Ken.
I'd agree that you're doing fantastic. You guys both look fantastic. You're wonderful human beings. I'm very happy to be in the same room with you, especially Mr. Nick Ewing over there. He's a ball of positive energy that I desperately needed today. I don't know about you guys out there. I'm looking forward to him expelling some of that out into the airwaves today with his beautiful violin playing. So if you like acoustic music and violin and great lyrics and some good dudes, stick around and give us a listen. What's the first song called?
This song is actually called The Farmer's Song. Shall I give a little detail? There was a time years ago I was studying with someone for a craft beer test. They were getting ready to be a bartender at World of Beer, and we read that Belgian monk farmers could drink up to 5 liters of beer a day before they were sent home. I thought that was a little outrageous, 5 liters of beer before getting cut off, but, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Especially
if you're a monk, your tolerance is like.
Yeah. But I'm not
ethereal.
not here to condone pounding alcohol in any way, but the thought formed where, you know, for let yourself decide for yourself what is right and what is wrong is kind of what came from that. The Farmer's Song.
They say those old farmers were allowed to drink 5 liters a day. So what about us? Do we drink too much, or in their eyes, not enough? What is right? Or claimed as wrong. What's the last thing that sets you off when your day is at its long? Cause claimed as good is not what should be flowing through circuits. They do it on purpose, and in meantime, we'll make it fine. We'll make our own verdict. We'll do it on purpose. Before the snow, and those who want to take a stand are the same as those who just want to dance. Ah, ah, ah.
They do it on purpose. And in me time, we'll make it fine. We'll make our own verdict. Do it on purpose. It's time to go. The set be out before the snow. And those who want to take a stand are the same as those who just want to dance.
Wyatt Norton, Nick Ewing here on Live Music Showcase. Already off to a great start. I love it. Just a little reminder for those of you out there planning to go to Heat Wave. It is literally just over 1 week away. Tropical Heat Wave 2024 is happening next Saturday, May 4th. I hope that you have got your tickets already. If you haven't, you can go to WMNF.org and get your tickets right now. And you can actually continue listening to the show while you're getting tickets, because the show is live streaming to WMNF.org. We're also live streaming in a video format on Facebook and YouTube. So on Facebook, you just go to WMNF's Live Music Showcase to join in on the fun there. And on YouTube, you just search WMNF and you will find us. So back to you, Wyatt. What is tell me what the next song is about. What's the next one about?
Well, I was thinking of going with Seedling on this one. It's a little faster paced than the last one.
I like the theme so far. We've got the farmer and the seedling and the excessive booze.
I've always been a grassrootsy type of guy.
You don't say.
Deep down somewhere. But as soon as we were talking about grassroots, it sounded like a lawnmower or just like a plow coming through the field. That was nice.
That was the god of farming equipment just rolling into the broadcast. Yes.
I lived in Pennsylvania till I was 12 in a really small town, so maybe that's where all this is coming from.
Was it Scranton, Pennsylvania?
It was Hummelstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Right, about
that. Right next to Hershey.
I forgot you were from Pennsylvania. That's very funny.
Right next to the sweetest town on earth where they make chocolate. But anywho, this song, Seedling, is about growth and basically getting after what you want to get out of life. Thanks again to Nick Ewing for being here. I'm sure he's going to rip this one. B minor, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Should I begin? You better lock it in. That is, if you want to go somewhere, you might notice only some care. Hold on to the little something, cause if not, you might be nothing. Make the sacrifice, feed into what is right. We'll surely get there. That's another day. So don't be left here sinking in the clay. Cause it clearly takes so much, the right tools and sauce and such. Pull it out your gut, cause it's always there, there's always enough. Let that little seedling grow. Oh, let it grow. And when it's big and tall and green, the prettiest thing you've ever seen, just remember why you're there. Look, can't you tell it's every man for himself? Why should we care? Cause we'll surely get there. That's another day.
sinking in the clay. The world is wide but scarce. Do your best to get your shares. We'll surely get there, but that's another day. Another day.
Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing here on Live Music Showcase. Got a nice groove to that one.
Thank you, Ken.
The seedlings. I'm growing some seedlings right now.
Nick brought that one to life. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
I actually very much appreciate your comments on a post I made recently on Facebook asking people desperately, why are my seedlings getting destroyed?
I was wondering decimated. Where that was all coming from. What'd you get? What kind of seeds are you growing? What's growing in your garden?
We'll go into it another time. This is far from a gardening show. All that to say, I fully appreciate the metaphor of seedlings and how hard it is to cultivate them and how hard it is to inspire growth, especially in something other than yourself. So, pretty cool. If you're just joining us, this is Live Music Showcase here on WMNF. Nick Ewing on the violin and Wyatt Norton over here on the guitar and the vocals. I love the wave. That was good. That was a nice wave.
Always feel the need. Acknowledgement.
Yes, absolutely. We got some nice people in the live stream already leaving some very nice comments. I think your mom might be in the live stream right now.
Oh, I bet she
Jennifer?
Is. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Jennifer Boyd. Oh, no, it's your mom. Sorry, yeah,
hi,
Ewing.
Mom.
Ewing, yes. Hi, Nick's mom. It's very nice to meet you. Again? No, I'm just kidding. So what's the next song going to be called? Or what is it already called? Have you named it yet?
This one is Along the Way. This one is one that I've got on the streaming platform, Spotify, and all those things.
Cool.
And it's a little bit of a... Got kind of that sad setting, but it's... It's about... It's not necessarily about a breakup, but it's about the people who are there for you after a bad breakup.
Oh.
Your friends and family and the ones who lift you up and bring you back to life. The song's called Along the Way.
Come to mind, seeking out what I know I can find. Scared to talk, but confident. A sturdy wall won't compliment what's mine. Past is there and future too. Neither one has much to do with now. Made a scene, made a fool,
doesn't mean I'll forever remain the clown. And as I turn from trouble's way, I'm grateful for who I have today. There's no hiding, I might need guidance along the way. Say I'm not the one who drops the ball and jumps the gun. If judgment mattered, we would know. Decide if chatter will be a snow or sun. And the moon, it shines and speaks to me, replacing missing company with light. Loneliness ain't easy, but it's all I've got and I'm holding on so tight. And as I turn away, I'm thankful for what this became. There's no hiding, something shining down my way. Turn away, I'm thankful for who I have today. There's no hiding, I might need guidance along the way.
Norton here on Live Music Showcase featuring Nick Ewing on the violin. Might need guidance along the way. So, humility.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Yeah, you know, those people that are there for you when you go through a breakup, they're just the worst. All you want to do is feel bad for yourself. And they're like, no, man, come on.
You got this.
You got this. You're amazing. There's other fish in the sea. And you're like, ah.
Let me hate myself.
Leave it alone. I'll be fine. And then, of course, they're right, and it works out, and you're okay in the end. And now you're in a relationship, right?
Yep, happily engaged.
You're engaged.
Working on setting the date finally. You know, we've both been really busy the past 2 years and having a lot of fun just living. But yeah, we're engaged and we're going to get married at some point, hopefully in the next year or so.
Aww.
Sarah June Corona.
Aw, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, your mom is watching, just so you know. She made it clear. She's like, hey, I'm here too.
Oh, I figured.
Okay. So she's like, what am I, chopped liver? It's like, No. No. Maybe some leaf lettuce. Yeah. So far, that's the only thing I can grow.
Yeah, some kale.
It's fine. Kale's delicious. No, it's not. But after you, yeah, that's a whole other thing. We'll do cooking tutorials on the next episode for some reason.
I feel there's a radio show about gardening coming up very soon.
Definitely a podcast.
There's a podcast of some sort.
Probably not going to make it to radio.
Right, we're watering those seeds right now.
Yeah. TheGardenICouldn'tGrow.com. That's what it's going to be called. Yeah.
The little garden that grew.
The little garden that couldn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm, for sure. So you've got a few more songs left in you. If you're just joining us, this is Live Music Showcase. Welcome. We are live every Friday at 2 p.m. after the news headlines. And coming up next week, fan favorite, one of my favorite human beings on the planet as well, Mr. Christopher James and his band are going to be here in studio live ahead of their performance on May 4th at Tropical Heat Wave the following day. And that's going to be a really fun episode. I always enjoy Christopher and his impressions and his insufferable positivity. It's wonderful.
While we're just, you know, we've got one of the greatest people of Tampa Bay in the room with Nick Ewing here. And while we're glorifying great people, I just love Christopher James. He's one of my favorite musicians in the area because of he's talented. He writes amazing soulful jams, but just his demeanor and him, he's so awesome.
I told him the first time I met him, and I think I said it on the show last time he was in here. When I first met him, I wanted to hate him just because he's just got that. You know what I mean? I'm a cynical guy. I'm a very cynical person, if you can't tell by the way this episode is going so far. And I, you know, I just get around people like that. I'm like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. He's going to ask for my credit card number at some point, and he never does. And it's just relentless positivity, and we need more people like that in the world.
Exactly.
Kindness never quits.
Kindness never quits. It's a good album of his that you can go and stream on Spotify at some point after you finish listening to this episode. Don't go anywhere. So what's this next one?
This next one, I haven't named yet. It's new.
So previously when I was like, have you named this song? So this one you haven't named yet. I like it. Okay. Yep.
So there's a lot of little puns and things. I'll take one of those lyrics and make it the name of the song at some point. But this one's about... I actually said recently in a Writers in Round that I played, Seedling is like the triumphant let's get after it song. Mm. This is like the I'm really trying and I'm starting to get really tired song. So, relatable.
Did you write it before you had your morning cup of coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, before my morning something.
Comfort in my lazy eyes. Some think I could use more direction in my life. Is it mine? Stop signs keep people from crossing lines. I swear I could use this concept elsewhere in my life. Is it mine? 'Cause I'm trying all the time. I ain't going nowhere, oh no. Keep supplying my lifeline and don't go nowhere. Lights make you think you'll make it right on time, but I swear I saw construction up ahead tonight. Is it mine? And bite-sized paper balls will make you fetch the time. Questions complete the test and you'll take back your life. Is it time? 'Cause I'm trying all the time. I ain't going nowhere, oh no. Keep supplying my lifeline and don't go nowhere, oh no. Sun blinds come.
comfort in my lazy eyes.
Live music showcase here on 88.5 WMNF. You are listening to Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing live here in studio with us right here, right now. You know, if you like this show, but you're like, man, I can't get to the radio every single Friday at 2 p.m., but I really want to listen to the show, don't worry. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere, and you can listen to all of our past episodes as well in podcast form. Just go to Spotify or Apple Music and search Live Music Showcase. That's where you'll find our show in podcast form. And you can also go back and watch previous episodes. They're all on YouTube and on Facebook. Again, you just search on Facebook WMNF's Live Music Showcase, or on YouTube just search WMNF and you'll find us. All right, so we have just crossed the threshold into the second half of the show, and for our loyal listeners out there, you know that this is the part of the show where we initiate the AMA, Ask Musicians Anything. This is your chance as a listener and a viewer to call into the station or send us an email with any questions or comments that you might have for Wyatt and or Nick. Maybe you have a question about the violin, like what is a violin? Or maybe you have a question for Wyatt, like what is a Wyatt? I don't know. We'll find out.
Why is your guitar plastic?
Is your guitar plastic? Good God.
Yeah, it's a
fiberglass, right?
I call it a gig guitar.
It's a giggity.
You can take it wherever you need to, and it doesn't really matter because it's plastic. And, you know, you plug it in, it sounds great.
Yeah, we call them a beater. It's a beater guitar. That's a gig guitar. It's not the guitar you collect.
Exactly.
That's not the hand-me-down guitar.
It's a Martin, so I'll take that. But, it's the baby of Martins.
Yeah. But anyway, so the weirder the better. Feel free to call in or leave an email with any questions or comments that you might have. The weirder the better. We like weird here on this station, here on WMNF. You can call the studio at 813-239-9663. The number again is 813-239-9663. And I'll put it on the screen in the live stream there for those of you who immediately forgot that, like I did. And you can call the station, and our board op Charlie will take your questions and your comments. He'll relay them to me, and then at the end of the show, I will ask and or tell our musicians here all of the weird, fun things that the listeners have to share with them. We got some great comments in the live stream already. I love that your two moms seem to be interacting now.
Oh, no.
Do they know each other? Do they know each other in real life?
I'm sure they'll be friends now.
They will be friends now, yeah. Yeah, one will leave a comment and the other one will like the comment, and it's very sweet. I like it. It's a budding friendship. Beautiful. So real quick, Wyatt, a little background. You've been playing in the Bay Area, mostly I think in St. Pete, right? For a while now. You have a band called Beach Terror. Yep. Tell me what Beach Terror's up to.
So Beach Terror, my older brother Toby and I and our good friend John Ewing founded it a while back. We kind of have like a... Toby is a huge, rest in peace, Dickie Betts influence and Allman Brothers guy. I've always just been into a lot of different types of rock and roll. So, you know, this is kind of my folky stuff, but Beach Terror is much more of that rock and roll, kind of psychedelic rock and roll. We have two songs that are coming out soon that we're in the process of recording, and Cage Brewing has taken us on to kind of be the hosts of these festivals that we do every, what's lately been like every 2 months, sometimes every month. But, we've just been playing a lot of shows, putting on festivals, and making friends and playing tunes. It's been really fun the past 2 years.
Real quick, tell me what the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you at a show would be. You ever had any weird people in the audience?
Man, the quickest thing I can think of...
On the mic.
Is the quickest thing that I can think of is when Beach Terror went to Jacksonville and we played with Movie Props. And there was this guy who was a...
Movie Props is a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're our good friends.
Just we went up sure. to... You didn't go on with like a giant cowboy hat and
he,
fake guns and...
Yeah. But this guy was just loaded and acting kind of foolish, but I can't exactly disclose everything that he did, but he was really strange, and we ended up feeling really bad for him and like trying to get him in a cab. But, you know, his pants were, like, at his ankles for most of the interaction. And
wow.
It was just it was a very kind of sad but just like you said, one of the weirdest things that I probably came across at a show.
Wow.
Was that guy.
Pants at his ankles.
And if you can think, like, that doesn't sound like the craziest thing. Like, yeah, a drunk guy after a local show.
Well,
but
he was a nude drunk guy. That definitely ups the ante.
He had quite a crowd going. And
I thought you were going to say something else.
But yeah, he got himself quite a crowd out front of this bar. And I don't know, parts of it, I guess.
Crowd is in, like, people listening to him or trying to fight him?
Listening, helping, a mixture of
helping. Things. Okay, that's good. Compassion is good in those situations.
Some were heckling, hating someone to probably hurt him. And it was just, it was a nasty situation and more weird than anything. Parts of it were sad, parts of it were funny.
Sure.
But definitely strange.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I hope that he comes to your next show.
Whoever that guy was, the last thing the owner of the bar said to them when they got in the car, cab, wherever they were going, they were like, hey, cool it with drinking. It's not a good look on you.
When a bar owner who makes their living off of them drinking says, hey, this might not be for you, it's definitely a good sign to maybe reevaluate them some things. Yeah. That's hilarious. Wow. Okay. That's great. So with that in mind, what's the next song?
Let's see. This one's called Dark Cloud Down. I wrote this one back, I think it was sometime in the summer of 2020. Strange times that America was going through. And
kind of sounds like a code word to, like, initiate, like a sleeper cell soldier.
Yeah, Dark Cloud Down, exactly.
And then it, like, turns on and they go and...
It's kind of what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like the troops going into your brain to make you happy again.
Ah.
Your little, like the SpongeBob episode where he's got the little SpongeBobs running through his brain. Dark cloud down, we need happiness, pronto.
When you abuse it, there's middle ground to be found, and sometimes it gets confusing. So what do you call a repeat of defeat? Optimism's got you searching for meaning. Everybody's got their days, and everyone's got their place. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, dark cloud down. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, dark cloud down. So funny the way it works, envisioning things without breathing and considering first. 'Cause all we have are the thoughts in our head, we're inevitably misread. Might wanna turn off the information screens, overwhelming us with little things no one should ever see. Some see past to move along, while other togethers grow strong. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, dark cloud down. Big wins in, big wins out.
out. White light in, and dark cloud down. Winds out, white light in, dark cloud down. Big winds in, big winds out, white light in, oh, dark cloud down. Oh, dark cloud down. From dark cloud down.
Ooh, went with the 7 chord. I love it.
Nice. Gotta get a little jazzy sometimes.
Nice finish. Very nice. Welcome to Live Music Showcase. If you're just joining us, we're live in studio here with Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing over there on the psychedelic violin for that
one.
Oh,
yes.
I like it. Oh, sorry. It's a fiddle. Yeah, right.
Just assume my instrument.
He misidentified it. It's not right.
I saw a 6-string bass yesterday. What do you call that? This is not a joke. I'm very curious.
I call it a low down dirty shame.
That real, it's not real low guitar.
It was beautiful. It
needs more strings.
It does need
six strings is not enough.
On a bass.
I want to hear 40 strings.
Stand up bass too.
I want to hear a bass harp.
But it's not tuned with E and E on the top and bottom, I'm sure. It's like
I'm sure it was
6-string bass tuning.
Appalachian for sure.
Yeah, there. It's E B G, right?
Yes.
On the low end, right? Isn't it lower strings when they add strings to the bass? They're lower pitch strings.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I could never tell you.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, this is Music Theory Live with Nick Ewing, and that's another podcast idea.
Live Music Theory.
Yeah, Live Music Theory. There we go. Live Music Theory Showcase. That's perfect. Yeah, all of the topics. Anyway, the comments are already rolling in. We've already got some great ones locked and loaded, so I can't wait to share this with you guys at the end of the show. You know, once again, if you're listening now, this is Live Music Showcase. We are live on the air here on WMNF. We're live on WMNF.org, and we're live streaming right now on Facebook and YouTube, so feel free to go and check it out. Go to YouTube. I know I always say go to Facebook. Go to YouTube. I want to see more people using YouTube to watch our show. I think it's a better quality over there, frankly. Now Facebook's going to be real mad at me because I said that, but that's fine. Wyatt, what's your next song?
I think I'm going to do one, a little bit of a ex-lover song that...
Lover.
You know what? An ex-person that I was with song.
an ex-acquaintance?
Yeah.
That you met at the car dealership?
Yeah, it was, you know, the song will tell.
Do I hear a little spite?
I got nothing against this person at all, genuinely.
Okay.
It's just I wrote the song.
Except for this song.
That has to how I was feeling.
Except for this song that immortalizes them forever. That's fine. No big deal.
It's been quite some time.
It's fine. Tragedy plus time.
So much better since you left, and I will forever remember all the twisted things you said. And I don't gotta put you down, but flat out I can't have you round. And I'm sorry it went on so long, but this is where it's gone.
You can't hold me, you can't scold me, and you certainly can't control me. You can't kiss me, but you can miss me. You've lost your chance to fix me, so erase me, please replace me. You said yourself that lately that there's no way, but it's okay. I don't want this for one more day. I don't want this for one more day. And I remember thoughts I hadn't had before, and everything we've been taught, and there's someone knocking at the door. Little one, look, we got ourselves into. We're both tender and young with emotional blood, so I'll see you when I see you. You can't hold me, you can't scold me, and you certainly can't control me. You can't kiss me, but you can miss me. You've lost your chance to fix me, so erase me, please replace me. You said yourself that lately that there's no way, but it's okay. I don't want this for one more day. I don't want this for one more day.
Live Music Showcase here on WMNF. You're listening to Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing here live in studio. And I have to say, I think there's a bit of a family reunion going on in the live streams at this point. Your uncle is now listening. Uncle Joe.
Awesome.
Uncle Joe.
Hey, Uncle Joe.
Let's see here. That's Joe Norton. And then we have a guy named Joseph Lee Super.
He's like a brother to me. That's he wanted his shout out. That's Joe Super, as in Jupes.
That's a great last name. Is that his real last name?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, now we can find
it. It's as real as Superman.
Yep. And he even just said his own nickname there in the comments. So in case anyone didn't hear it, it's right there. Welcome. If you're watching the live stream, thanks so much for watching. And here's the thing. Somebody made a comment in the live stream like, there's not that many people watching the live stream. That's actually kind of by design. The only people that are watching the live stream are the coolest people who actually love this show and love WMNF. And we love you guys. We really appreciate you guys. And, you know, the cost of entry is the share button. That's the only thing. Hit that share button and leave a comment about how much you're enjoying this. We're also getting a bunch of, I'm already getting emails from Charlie about people that have been calling in and sending emails to the it's great. We've already got some really good ones, so looking forward to sharing that with you guys here.
We're doing it,
you guys. We're here. And I love that last song. Does the person that song is about know that that song exists? No,
probably not.
No, that's okay.
I would feel kind of bad if they did. If I'm being completely honest, I don't want. That was more of a conversation I was having in my own head. And then sadly that's what happens when you write a song
on the
about
radio.
Something that's in your head.
Well, no, so the point being that you should never feel any guilt about writing something that has a little bit of a edge to it, because the reality is you're not living in that mentality at all times. No one feels that, you know, that spite, that anger that you have at the end of a relationship or in a fight or whatever. No one feels that forever. And the point of that song is not to like reinforce it or remind you or like be spiteful. It's simply to say, I felt this way at that time, and maybe somebody else out there feels that way now.
Yep.
And it gives them something to relate to.
Yeah, my fiance actually talked to me about it because I was like, you know, it's a song that's, you know, about a different person, but she was helped me remind myself that you know, people feel, like you said, they feel the way they do, and
yeah,
they're gonna do what they can to get their emotions out, and it's nothing against that person. It's just in that at that time I definitely felt that way.
Yeah.
And well,
when you wrote it, did it, after you wrote it and after you started playing it out, did it actually make you feel a little bit better?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I would say I think most songwriters should be willing to admit that a lot of what you do comes from emotion, but you're absolutely full of it if you're not willing to admit that some of it is theatric and you're using some of these lines to be a little dramatic and to make things out to this story that sells a song.
Well, to take it even one step further, the dramatics of it, the dramatique element of music, it helps people to connect. Because when you're in an environment like this, you can't just, you know, say, I'm mad. Because, you know, people will connect with that, but then immediately forget it. You know, you have to place it in a format that allows people to dig in and engage with it in a prolonged way, even if it's only for, you know, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right.
You know, it's by design. It's part of the function of the arts in general. You know, to exaggerate these things is to probably make them feel more relatable, because in our head, everything is exaggerated, right?
It's like a meal. You're going to create this beautiful 5-star meal, but not just because you think it tastes good, but because you know that others will feel the same way about it.
Ooh, are you cooking? What are you cooking? I'm hungry.
Nick is
the one who brought the food today. No, just kidding.
With his, what's the name of your farm that you work at?
Artistry Gardens.
Yeah, you and I are definitely going to talk about that after the show, for sure. All right, we have enough time for probably two more songs.
Cool.
Probably two more songs. Play the next one, and then we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll finish up the show. But if you're listening right now, we're not done, so don't go anywhere yet, because we do have all of the AMA questions and comments coming up right after this song, so don't go anywhere.
This is an old one of mine called Kiss the Light. The second verse, I actually wrote the lyrics when I was 14 or 15, and the song itself I wrote back then, but I lost the lyrics. And so, like a whole decade later, I was reapproaching some of my older folky songs, and I was like, I should bring that song back to life, but I couldn't remember any of the lyrics. So I wrote a new first verse and a new chorus, and then all of a sudden, the original first verse came back to my memory. So now the second verse is my 14-year-old verse. Dark minor.
I used to have words to this song, but it slid my memory. I was young and it's been long. The words were written down in a little school book. Sometimes I want that book, just one little look at the things I used to say. Some say the youthful words are wiser than words today. Hey, hey. Wiser than words today. In a phrase you can relate to the promises we give and take. Love and pain is in your veins, just like the sun in lovely rain. So fall asleep with heavy eyes, don't forget to wish yourself good night. And in the morning when you rise, feel free to kiss the light. And there's nothing I want more than for words to fly high above the world.
world and soar and land in a spot where people might spare the thought, find themselves touched by something that I saw. Something that I saw. 'Cause in a phrase you can relate to the promises we give and take. Love and pain is in your veins, just like the sun and lovely rain. So fall asleep with heavy eyes, don't forget to wish yourself good night. And in the morning when you rise, feel free to kiss the light. In the morning when you rise, feel free to kiss the light.
WMNF's live music showcase live here in studio with Wyatt Norton and Nick Ewing. That is our show, but don't go anywhere because we do have the AMA answers and questions and comments coming up in just a moment. But first, our show is unique here on WMNF because it's the only show that requires an entire team of people behind the scenes to make the show happen. Our sound mixer, Mark Perfetti, audio assistant, Pam Robinson. Our video director is Ed Lehman. Our camera operators today are Charles Holsoppel and Lisa Reuter. Our board op is Charlie Cushing. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. Now, real super fast, we're going to get to as many of these as we can, and then we'll do the rest of them after the last song. You're not going to get this whole song if you're listening on the radio right now. The only place to hear this entire song is in the live stream. So head on over to YouTube, jump on your computer and head over to YouTube right now and search WMNF Community Radio. You'll find us. The first one here, great to hear you. This is from Magdalena and Will Greaves. They say, great to hear you on the air, Wyatt. Beach Terror was so much fun at the Blueberry Patch. So you guys played at the Blueberry Patch.
Awesome. Thank you, Will.
Jupes from Sarasota asks, could Wyatt unbutton his top two shirt buttons? That's a serious question. Let's see. Hey, have you guys ever run into a crowd that wasn't real receptive or whatever you want to call it? I couldn't imagine. Your music's awesome, but some people aren't as eclectic as WMNF listeners. There was no punctuation in that, so I think there was a comment in there somewhere.
So the question was, have we ever played a show where people just didn't understand
it?
Or
they didn't like what you were putting down, picking up what you were putting down.
Actually, you know, this goes back to when Ken asked what one of the weirdest things that ever happened to me at a show. I forgot about this.
The show is just about to end on the live on the audio broadcast. So if you're still watching or if you're still listening right now, head on over to YouTube. You can join us over there on YouTube if it gets cut off on the radio broadcast. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Oh, no worries. So we opened up. We are very honored to open up for the Black Honkies at Janice and Skipper's in the beginning of this year. And when we played at Skipper's, there was this fella who we were warming the crowd up and people were starting to approach and get into it. They're like, play some rock and roll, play some Skynyrd, play some rock. And they were dead serious. Play some Skynyrd. What are you guys doing? Some Stones or I don't know. And that's it. Have a good day.
That's great. Bye. No hablo inglés. And then we had another one that says he has a Cat Stevens sounds, which honestly blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, yes, of course.
I get that every now and then.
And then Cousin Mike in Mongolia is also listening. So it is officially, this is Live Music Showcase.
This is